Polio by Paige Coulter, read by Melissa Sprague. First grade in dancing school, my older brother Jack danced only with me, fighting off wannabes, while Miss Godfrey's cane snapped at my clueless patent leathered feet, not yet claiming an older brother's disdain for a pesty younger sister. He'd soon be shouting, "Get lost," bombarding me with rubber erasers from his desk. And when my mother met me crying after school, I'd never seen her cry, to say my brother was down with infantile paralysis, what could I say? I must have been sorry lying on the Persian rug with my other older brother doing our quarantined homework, Jack trying to breathe in an iron lung at the children's hospital. Youth is self-serving. I made what I could of my own childish self. Jack was an absence without substance for me, a living ghost we were not allowed to visit, let alone say his name aloud. He just wasn't there, like the poof of a dandelion, seeds carried with the wind. But he was there, lying paralyzed, waist down, building model airplanes to zing to another polio victim across the hall. We waited a year for him to come home. I broke my two front teeth on our skating pond that year. Mrs. Damerel, our fourth grade teacher, brought in guava jam for our recess snacks. Jack isn't there in my self-contained, boxed-in year. Yet nothing goes completely away when you are a child. Standing outside his hospital window, waving one day, my mother's tears, how they burned his teddy bear when he came home.